A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Up at night, that's when the retinol comes, and you won't give up the search for the perfect serum. You wear sunscreen in the snow and mascara that won't wash away. Can you listen to Nash Butte without your products getting in the way? You're so beautiful with an edge and a charm, and so careful when you oil your arms, 'cause you're working on building a skin routine, creaming up, rubbing it in. Yeah, you're working on building a skin routine and choosing serums carefully. Yes, honey, welcome to Natch Butte. Welcome to Natch Butte.
Listen, that was one of one.
Honey, it sure was.
You know, when I realized, I was like, I have to be friends with this person. You know what I'm going to say, right?
The System of a Down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I watched you, sir, System of a Down karaoke style, to an entire party full of unsuspecting people.
Who didn't care and didn't even look up. We're all traumatized by just the wackiness of LA, and when we see something purely insane, we don't even react anymore.
You are the hands down the best karaoke performance I've ever seen in
wow.
my life. No.
Wow.
It was on another level. You're walking through the crowd, walking
I
through the
yard. I do crowd
work,
yeah. I used to be in a cover band, so that was one of our
that
closers.
That cinched it for me. I was like, this woman is an icon. A legend.
And now you just, that brought you back.
That brought me back.
Okay.
I was having flashbacks. I was like, and she writes, and she writes.
Let me tell you something. This is why I told you, you don't have to sit in silence. Because right before we started recording, I said, we're going to do the intro song. I'm going to sing. And you were like, okay, I won't say anything. I said, no, if you feel the need to speak, speak.
The woman was too stunned to speak.
Honey. I hear my son. Listen, everybody's on this episode.
He wants to jump in.
Welcome to Nash Butte, the beauty comedy podcast where we laugh, we cry, and we cream. I'm your host and your guide, Jackie J, a.k.a. The Beauty Talk Shock Track, your queen of creams, host of the most serums, freshest fringe on the West Coast, your favorite over 30 niche influencer, your kooky southern aunt, the baby screaming while we're creaming. Welcome to Natch Butte. Okay. Wow. I chose that song. I was pregnant. I was driving in my Subaru. I don't remember what channel was on, a serious channel, one of my, like, old mom, my 20-year reunion's approaching, you know, one of those, like, channels. And Building a Mystery came on, and I was like, how have I not done building a skin routine? It's perfect. And I was saving it for somebody special.
Oh.
And that person is here today. My guest, honey, as we just discussed, this is the third time we've met in person. The first time we met was a kooky dinner party where nobody knew anybody. Hello. And by the end of it, we're all disclosing personal information and oversharing as we do. And my guest, she's very mysterious. And after a quick Google to do my research, she has lived many lives. She used to be a pop star, a radio host, comedy, dating profile ghostwriter, dinner party guest. She self-proclaims that she has thousands of hours of online dating under her belt, which is why she is now hosting a new podcast called Crimes of the Heart, which is a storytelling, advice, and true crime pod all rolled into one about dating, sex, and love. She has a master's in rejection, which is insane. Because I'm like, how does that make any sense? The LA boys, I can't. We'll get into it. But please welcome my guest, my pal. Also, I must say, her skin is amazing. Like, she's a skincare queen, and we have a lot to discuss. So please welcome Rory Uphold to Natribute. Welcome.
That was the nicest introduction. Oh my gosh. Thank you. I'm blushing. Also, this is like my Super Bowl. All I want to talk about is like crazy dating stories and skin routines.
Yeah.
And
well,
beauty.
Welcome. This is the perfect combination, I guess.
Yes, it really is. I can't wait.
Welcome to Natribute.
Thank you.
And thank you for saying that I was the best karaoke performance you've ever seen.
Facts.
Yeah.
Facts.
Well, I was in a cover band and it was very fun. And I'm not mad at opening that chapter of my life back up. If I have to do a residency in Vegas.
Oh my gosh.
In my pop punk cover band, so be it.
That would be
fun. I'll put my son in Las Vegas schools. Look at Jimmy Kimmel. He turned out okay. You know, Brandon Urie. They have schools there.
Wait, I'm actually going to the show tonight.
You are?
Yeah.
Wait, Panic at the Disco?
The reason why I was late is I got a text asking if I wanted to get on the guest list for the show.
Honey, she's connected.
And I had to, I was like, I'm going to crash my car. I pulled my car.
Oh my God. I want to lick Brandon Urie.
Ooh, I'm friends with his wife. So I feel like that is going to be
a no for me. In another plane. Yeah. Okay. Where we both have open marriages.
Okay, fine. I can improve of that.
Slash, is he tall? He doesn't look tall.
He's tall.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I'm 5'4" so yeah. Tall is relative. I don't know his height.
I'm 5'10", and I can clock a liar. If a guy says he's 6 feet and he's really 5'9", I know. You know?
No, I think he's tall.
Yeah. Anyway, we love his wife. Yes. We love a good marriage.
We love it. We love a good marriage. We
Honey,
love a talent.
Yes. Okay, let's move on. Rory, I need to give you the warm-up questions. Everybody gets these.
Hit me.
She's connected, honey. She knows everyone.
I immediately come on name drop. What
no, honey, we love
name.
No, we love name drops here.
Oh,
most of the people listening, we're trying to come up with some fun shit going on. You know what I mean? Like, we need these things. I appreciate a good name drop. I do it all the time. Rory, what type of skin do you have?
I have sensitive skin.
Okay,
it's very fair. It didn't used to be. So when I was younger, I was very tan.
Yeah,
very tan.
Wow,
which is crazy. I could show you a photo and you'd be like, "What the literal fuck?" I was so tan and bleached white hair from the sun. So I lived in the sun, and then I moved to Michigan for 3 years, and I just became this pale
vampire,
and I've run with that ever since. Mm-hmm. And now my skin is normal to sensitive.
Yeah, how interesting.
Yeah.
I wonder when that sun damage is going to hit, because apparently it takes 30 years or so.
I've been really working on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been trying to reverse that.
I think you have.
Yeah.
It would have hit by now if you were a little kid.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Do you remember the first beauty product you ever bought or used?
Juicy lip gloss.
Okay. Honey, we love a succinct answer.
Yeah.
Juicy like Juicy Couture?
No. Juicy Tubes?
I remember them.
By the way, the fact that I knew that is wild.
We open parts of our brains on Natribute that have been atrophied.
Yeah.
You know? So I'm happy.
But they had all those flavors.
Yes,
it was
clear
and sparkly.
Yep.
And that had to have been it.
Yep. We love. Okay. Everyone gets a bonus random question. Yours is, what is the best restaurant to have a date in LA?
Ooh, where are we at in the city?
Honey, it's an open question.
Okay.
You can take an Uber, okay? You could walk, whatever you want.
All right.
What's that sushi place? Ben said it was his go-to spot, which he never took me there. The one up Sycamore. The one, like, up by the Magic Castle. Like that.
Yamashiro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh.
I've never been.
I was going to say Cafe Stella.
Okay. Okay, Silver Lake Queen.
Yeah. Just because I'm like, they have good cocktails.
Yeah.
It's vibey.
I've only eaten there for brunch.
Really?
Yeah, and I used to live right there.
You know, I don't know if they have a lot of vegan options for dinner. So that's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Have you been to Yamashiro on a date?
On a date?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, interesting. Ben said it used to be like his go-to place.
That's amazing.
I know.
Well, Ben and I never matched on Raya.
I know, which is shocking.
Actually shocking.
No, truly. He went through the app a few times.
Me too.
Yeah. Did y'all see each other on there?
I don't even know.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was also an original Raya member.
Same with him.
Yeah, so it is weird. But that's...
It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, you look literally like his ex-girlfriend.
Oh.
That's a good thing. He likes a blonde anyway.
I might be your husband's biggest fan on the internet.
Oh, wow.
I'm always like constantly reposting his stuff.
One day he said to me, I don't watch Instagram stories because I have a boundary. And he goes, you need to watch Rory's Instagram story. She's front row at Sheryl Crow. And I was like, okay, I'll go watch.
That's amazing.
And I love a Sheryl. Oh, I mean, as you can imagine.
Yes.
Okay, last warm-up question. This is Natch Butte. We celebrate our natural beauty here. What is the most beautiful thing about you?
Oh, my personality.
You love succinct answers, and I love that for you.
I think it's just
it's
like,
great.
Yeah, because it doesn't age. It's actually just getting better with time because I get to, you can refine that in a way that it's harder to refine your outsides in the way that you can refine your insides.
Oh, that's so true. That's beautiful.
Thank you.
And if you've survived this long, you've done work on yourself.
Yeah.
I guess.
I think so.
Yeah.
We hope so.
Okay, my first question for you. This is random.
Mm-hmm.
Your Instagram handle is I Could Be Blonder.
Yes.
Which I appreciate because as somebody who grew up on AOL Instant Messenger, I love a good screen name. And most of us have
that was my AOL Instant Messenger when I was 12.
There you go. I had a feeling.
Yeah.
I was wondering your relationship with being blonde because I had a feeling there's a reason that's your screen name.
So, oh wow, we are diving in.
Honey.
Okay. So I went to public school and then I switched to private school.
Okay.
In the sixth grade.
Okay.
And when I got to private school, everyone made fun of me for being dumb. I had a teacher ask me if I was the R word.
What? Just because your hair is blonde?
Because they thought I was dumb. And I'm not dumb.
No.
But I've worked very hard from that moment on to not be dumb. The school that I went to, it was a feeder school into a lot of the Ivy Leagues.
Mm-hmm.
And look, if you've seen the movie Traffic, same vibes. Mm-hmm, let's put it that way. Mm-hmm. And it was not cool to be dumb. And I'd come from a public school where I'm not saying that people were dumb, but it was more like barefoot on the beach, skater kids, very beach culture because that's where I grew up. And I, again, tan, bleach blonde, bubbly personality. I got to this school and people were kind of like, you're
judgy,
an idiot.
Yeah. How rude.
So then from then on, I worked very hard to get my grades up and also just not be seen as dumb.
Is that why you wear glasses?
The glasses did come. Yeah, it actually is. So then,
you know, the whole she's all that, like, oh, take the glasses off. Oh my God, look at how beautiful. I'm like, did you not see that she was super hot with
before?
I'm very confused.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, and then it never really ended. So it's like if I wear, say, pink, a fave for you,
yes,
I get treated differently. So I started wearing all black maybe 12 years ago, and now it's really just a part of my personality, and because I'm lazy and it's just easier, it's like a uniform. But when I wear all black glasses, people just take me a little more seriously or they don't give me as much shit. Like, I got sick of guys hollering at me, chasing me. I was attacked at a young age several times. I know this is like really dark and we're like going there, but being a cute little blonde girl got me into so much trouble and it was such a hassle that I was like, I don't want to do this anymore. And I Could Be Blonder as a reference when I was, again, a preteen, to making fun of the fact that I could be dumber.
Right. Wow. Mm-hmm. You know, I had a feeling there was something there, which is why I asked.
Oh boy, we really opened Pandora's box on that.
As a brunette, I would like to apologize to you. It really is, and I don't know if it's still true for Gen Z, but there really was a culture growing up in where the brunettes judged the blondes.
Mm.
And I remember my mom, who's a brunette, and she's from a whole other generation. One time, like, a lady cut her off in traffic, and she was like, you bleach blonde bitch. And I still remember that. And I'm like, what does her hair color have to do with anything? It's just this weird thing.
For sure.
And it's judgment, and it's stereotyping, and it's antiquated. And honestly, how many people that have blonde hair actually don't have blonde hair?
Right.
Or me. I've been coloring my hair red since I was 13.
Exactly.
Who are we to judge somebody on their hair color? It's silly.
It is silly.
And unfair.
But it definitely, I think, was shaped a thing. Part of my personality.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, in a major way.
She only wears black now.
Yeah.
When I met you, I was like blonde Daria. That was kind of my vibe.
Whoa. Yeah, nailed it. That's literally like what I strive for.
That's what I was picking up, honey.
Love Daria.
Same. Oh, my God. Love.
Yeah.
Even though I identify more as a Quinn, but...
Sure. I see that for you.
We totally see that for you. We do. We can, okay? But Trent was so hot.
Yeah.
Trent was so hot.
Oh, man. I miss that.
I know.
I have the box set.
I have this poster that I got at Walmart that was on my wall, and I still have it rolled up in my closet, and I want to have it framed, but I don't have anywhere to put it in here. But all the faces of the cast. It's really cool.
Nobody knows what the studio looks like, or maybe they do, but... We are in a really cool studio.
Very pink, very curated,
very designed. Yes. I feel right at home.
Well, I'm glad. Next time I'll paint it black for you. Okay. Let's talk a little bit about, you know what? Let's lighten the mood. After that.
Yeah.
And everything you've been through, we're going to play Grab Bag of Fun.
Okay. Love it.
Time to get excited for the Grab Bag of Fun. Yeah, what's going to be inside it? We're going to just grab away our pain. So, Rory, next to you is a pink bag. Do you see that bag in the chair?
Shall I?
That is no ordinary bag. That is the Grab Bag of Fun.
Amazing.
This beautiful pink tote, which is made by El Cholo's Kid, by the way, which is a female-owned company that makes bags out of recycled water bottles from Mexico.
That's cool.
If you use code NATCH, you do get a 1% off if you'd like to purchase one, elcholoskid.com. But if you open it up and reach in, you can take anything you want out of it. Now, you can't look, though, okay? You just stick your hand and feel around. There is a makeup or skincare product in there. Now, I know you have sensitive skin, so if you get something that's absolutely not okay, I will let you go again.
Ooh.
We're kind of winding down, Attribute. There's a lot in there. Maybe you'll take a couple. I don't give a fuck. Reach in. This is more fun for me, actually, because I'm just so excited. Oh, what's she getting? Okay, that's perfect for you.
Whoa, wait, is
so
this...
I shoved those in there. This is a Tarte makeup brush, a pink one, and I shoved in there two of the new Gwen Stefani
lip glosses. That's what I thought. I was like,
glosses.
Is this Gwen? And then I'm like, no, it's Tarte.
Yes, so
those are
good for you because they are green checkmark at Sephora, so they don't have any nasty ingredients, so if you're sensitive, they should be okay with you. Wear gloss? You're kind of a matte lip gal.
I'm kind of a matte lip gal.
Yeah.
I do wear gloss. It is occasional. I love these colors, though. These are really fantastic.
Well, there you go. I'm so happy got that.
Also, I just got into brushes this year.
There you go.
Now
you have a pink Tarte
finger
brush.
Girl. I
okay.
know that sounds nasty, but I always applied my makeup with my fingers.
Yeah.
And then my friend who has a beauty company was like, girl, you have got to stop.
That's how a lot of the big artists do it, though.
Oh, well, that makes me feel
I've
better.
Seen a lot of people on the internet do
things with their hands.
Yeah. Everyone has their own thing.
Yeah, I don't know. So I'm trying to move over into brushes. I also learned how to contour for the first time like 2 months ago.
With brushes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I feel like that you might need brushes for that.
For a brush and a beauty blender is what I've used.
Well, then look at that.
Look at this. Thank you.
Hashtag,
this is so sweet.
Hashtag the Grab Bag of Fun provides.
It really did provide.
I'm so pleased.
I can't wait to post a photo.
And by the way, those new Gwen Stefani lip glosses are really fabulous.
Yeah, they look
great.
They last
a long time. They last a long time. They're comfy on the lips. And again, they're clean, which I've never really bought into the clean makeup thing. But now that I have a little child who's always either grabbing my face or putting his mouth on my face, I'm like, I can't have anything on my face that I feel could be weird for him. He literally the other day like tried to make out with me and I was like, this feels really weird. I don't know what I should do. And I just kind of like felt the moment out. But it's just because he's feeling things with his mouth and his head is always pressed against me. So we love a clean product.
We love a clean product.
Yes.
Yeah. You turned me on to the clean Wander under eye patches.
Yes.
Which I love.
They're fab.
The best.
They're so good. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Oh, yeah. Okay, now we're going to keep going. I would love to talk briefly about the pod, because that's why you're here. You're not here for your fucking health. You just started a new show. It is called Crimes of the Heart.
I did.
And part of it is you tell stories of dates, your guests tell stories from dates, and then I think you also read ones that you find, a true crime-esque moment of crazy stories.
So the whole kind of concept was based around the idea that if I walk up to you and slap you across the face, there's legal recourse, there's punishment.
Yes.
If I hit you with my car, there's punishment, both like legally and financially.
I'm suing the shit out of
but
you.
But if we date for 6 years and you waste my time and cheat on me and hurt me, there's no recourse. Yeah. I'm just supposed to deal with that and get over it.
Right.
And I think that love is such an isolating experience, even when it's good, but mostly when it's bad. And so many times we're all out here just trying to find our person, feeling like we're the only ones failing, we're the only ones being rejected, or this stuff is only happening to us. And I think the more we talk about the collective experience, yes, the less isolating it is.
Yes.
So Crimes of the Heart is like a love, sex, dating podcast where I take the most shocking, horrifying, crazy love, sex, and dating stories and turn them into true crime reenactments. And then a guest and I will listen to that and discuss it.
Have you heard about the guy who makes his dates shit so he can clean it up?
Oh, no, but if you have a contact for him, I would love to get him on
this
the podcast.
This was a TikTok, and I'm going to butcher it. Basically, the premise is, I think a woman meets a guy, they start texting, flirty, they go out. I think they go out once or twice, and then he says, why don't you come over and I'll cook you dinner?
Whoa.
She comes over, cooks dinner.
Laxative.
And then all of a sudden her stomach starts to hurt. And he's like, what's wrong? She's like, I'm having stomach problems. And he's like, oh my God. And she's so embarrassed. He's like, don't be embarrassed. Let me help. You know, whatever. Let me give you some clothes. I'll wash yours.
No.
She comes out of the shower. He doesn't know she's there. And he literally like is like eating her shit or has it in his face. Or like apparently he has like a poop thing.
What?
And I don't try to kink shame, but don't drug people.
No, that's a huge issue.
And I was like, this is a perfect story. If you're casting reenactments, I would love to play poop guy. Okay, call me Rory. I have a voiceover reel. I can do some Foley work.
I will keep that in mind, and I am absolutely going to try and find this story. I do have a crazy poop story that also went viral on TikTok.
You do?
Mm-hmm. Oh, not me personally.
Oh,
got
it.
On the show.
Okay, I'm sure there are many, many frequent poop stories. I have one I'm saving for my friend's podcast.
Ooh, amazing.
Let's just say having a home and having to have plumbing worked on, sometimes things happen in your house.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say for now.
Oh, wow.
It was not fun. And not cheap.
No. Ooh, we have a visitor.
Oh. Hi.
Buddy.
Hi, are you hunky? Are you hunky?
He's like, yes, Mom. Look at this little perfect angel baby.
This is Sandy.
Hush.
Would you like some milk? I love you. Would you like some milk?
Oh, what a little angel.
I know. He's so sweet.
You are so sweet.
He's so grown up. Can you believe? 4 months?
No.
Pretend there isn't a baby here.
She does it all.
Honey, she's gotta do the hustling.
This is quite an image of you podcasting while breastfeeding, while mixing.
Listen, we have to run a lot. The next thing I wanted to ask you about, because you did say you have a master's in rejection.
Yes.
I feel as though I do too. And I'm sitting here being like, why the fuck the two of us, the karaoke queen, the skincare queen, gorgeous blonde hair, what the fuck?
I don't know.
How is that a thing? And I was wondering your opinions, because I used to lose my mind over it. I remember when I was 25, which I was 25.
I can't believe
the prime of my life.
Oof.
These nerdy improv guys. I remember one dumped me on the porch of my Los Feliz apartment, and he literally was like, it's not you, it's me. And he left, and I remember being like, that guy just dumped me? What is happening?
Yeah.
What? is that? What is your take on the rejection? Because I think it is insane. Well, is it because we live in LA?
I think it's because we live in LA. I think we're swimming in a toxic pond.
Yes.
Like, the dating pool is like a swamp.
Yes.
So that's part of it. And I also think, at least for me, there's two things. One, great is awesome, but I want extraordinary.
Yes, yes, yes.
So I've had some incredible boyfriends, and I just, if the timing hasn't been right, or right. I just haven't settled down with them because I'm looking for something that is really above and beyond.
Yes.
One. And two, I put myself out there a lot.
Yeah, there you go. It's a numbers game.
I just get back up and get back out there. And then number three is I'll take the ride.
Yeah. Fair. You know, yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm like, oh, you're an incel? Well, I'm not going out with an incel. Let's see how this plays out. Spoiler alert, it did not play out well. But I'm like, that was a dark twist, that one. But yeah, so I think it's a combo of all of that. And you have the same kind of personality where I feel like you will take the ride. And I also feel like you put yourself out there a lot. And when you do that, it's a numbers game. You're bound to get rejected.
I am truly at a loss sometimes when I think about what younger me put up with.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, obviously now I wouldn't have the time and the energy to give that away, but I did when I was 23.
Exactly. Yes, that is true.
You're being very vocal and I don't appreciate it. You're normally very quiet.
I also think he's like, I'm hungry. Yeah.
Can you eat a little quieter, please, sir?
This is also kind of crazy, but I think I was also having really bad sex for a lot of my 20s.
Yeah, same.
So part of it's also that, where you're just trying to find a partner who is like actually can make you come.
But I also didn't really know either. Like, I didn't really find my own sexual empowerment until later.
Agreed. Yeah. Same. I was in my late 20s when I feel like I was first like, wait, okay, I'm starting to get the...
Yeah.
I'm starting to understand my body better, and I'm starting to understand, like, now what to even tell people to do.
But, well, I was with somebody for that whole time period. I was with my ex that whole fucking time.
And... Oh, wow.
I know. What a waste.
What a waste.
Talk about a crime of the heart.
Yes, exactly.
Honey.
Oof.
Anyway, that's another podcast. I'll save it for your show. Okay. Yes. What's next? Okay. I was listening to an interview you did, and you were discussing how your friends hire you to do their profiles. And for people listening that are trying to maybe get more swipes out there, profiles obviously are important. So, how do you communicate who you are in your pics and your profile? How do you feel about bios? For me, I was only very briefly on internet dating, I would say.
That's a flex.
I know. I got out of a marriage, and then a few months later, I was with my person I'm now married to. So I didn't have that long.
Wow.
Honey, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you. I know. When I was swiping, I would get turned off by either no bio or too much bio. I was like, honey, don't... Less is more.
Less is more.
But also, no bio was like
Sketch
insulting.
City. That's us.
Yeah.
Sus.
So what... Give us just a couple tips if you have them.
Okay.
Well, and I would say, what is the photo we lead with? Do we have
great.
Tips on that?
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm guessing most of your listeners are female, but
95%.
Okay, great. So this is geared to women then. I think you lead with a photo of you that is from about chest up.
Okay.
And good lighting, clear. You want to put your best foot forward.
But you don't want a too heavily filtered picture, right?
I don't filter any of my photos. Yeah. I think that lead with who you are. We all know what filters look like, unless you are a savant level
face tuner.
No, I don't even mean face tuner. Yeah. Like actual Photoshopper. Right. Then don't do it. Don't do it.
Yeah.
Because we all know what Facetune looks like, even when it's done really well.
Yes.
If the Kardashians are getting called out for Facetuning, babe, people are going to know.
Right, right.
So don't do that. I like to lead with a photo where I feel like I look objectively hot or pretty as the lead. Mm-hmm. But then have it be a mix. So the goal of a dating profile is to get somebody to message you.
Right.
You want them to either hit like or ask you a question or start a conversation.
Yeah.
So think about it this way. You need to give enough information for somebody to start a conversation with you. And I like to tick off all the different boxes. So I'll have something that alludes to being a little sexy, a little frisky. I have a photo of me doing something sporty. I have a photo of me outdoors. I have a photo of me dressed up as a middle finger, okay, which shows that, you know, I don't take myself too seriously. Right. It's silly. Try and tick as many of the boxes to come off as well-rounded.
So don't put up all selfies. Don't put up all camping photos. Just give a mix.
Give a mix.
Yeah, because that's, I remember when I would swipe, I'd be like, oh, look, he likes dogs.
Yeah.
Oh, look, he has sisters. Like, whatever. Right. And that kind of paints the photo, paints the picture.
Yes. And I think that most guys want girls that don't take themselves too seriously.
No, we all want a sense of humor.
All of those things.
You know what they all really want? They want a classy babe who can fuck.
Yeah.
That's all they want.
100%.
Lady in the street, freak in the sheets.
So show that a little. You can allude to that. That's what they all want. Yeah. And then I think,
based on my very small research.
Well, I have a lot of research, so yeah. And I would recommend not using your real name. Use a fake name.
Oh, okay.
Because it's really easy to reverse image search your photos. It's really easy for if you tell me, you know, your name's Jackie and then you have information about yourself, I could just Google Jackie podcast comedy Los Angeles and you probably come up.
Yeah.
Unless you're into that, and if you want to be searchable, then that's fine. I personally don't.
Rory, when I was single, and I've only been single for probably a year of my entire adult life, I know.
That is so wild.
I know. I'm like the opposite of you. We have a lot to learn from each other, probably. somebody stays in relationships too long. Anyway. I met a guy at the dog park in 2010, and I only knew his first name and what he did for a living, and I found him.
Of course.
I only knew his first name and what he did for a living, and I found him.
I was on a dating app last year, and I used my name, Rory, and it was like three things about me, or two truths and a lie, and this guy was able to figure out who I was. We went to meet up, and I said, oh, I actually feel like I would like to know your first and last name just so I could, like, Google you before we meet up, just to make sure you are who you say you are.
Yeah.
And he said, no problem, Rory Uphold. I already figured out who you are. And I was like, what? Nope. Mm-mm.
I appreciate a person doing research, but don't tell them. You know what I mean? Like, He could have kept that to himself.
He could have kept
I know how to stalk somebody just as well as anybody else, but right. I don't have to be obvious about it.
Right. Well, it made me go, okay, I need to just rethink what I'm putting out on the app if I don't want people looking me up.
But what about like a Raya situation where it's literally attached to your,
sure,
your information?
I'm no longer on Raya just because I...
You blew through it.
I blew through it. I'm on one dating app and I'm on it poorly. Yeah. So there's no point in me being on other ones. But I think that's fine. Then be who you are.
Yeah.
You know, like I don't mind that.
But if you happen to be a person with a less common name.
Yeah.
Somebody could find you.
Of course.
Like I did the dog park guy.
Of course. With Rory.
Yeah. There's not that many Rorys out there.
No.
Yeah. Trying to remember that. Okay. Let's finally discuss skin and makeup and products.
Yes.
I saw you, I believe I complimented your skin. One of the first things I said, because you looked great. Like, I was just like, this person has amazing skin.
That's very nice.
So I could tell that you were a skincare queen. I could tell that you liked products. Mm-hmm. So I would love some of your secrets.
Okay.
And please share with us, you've already said you're sensitive, which is great, because that means that other listeners with sensitive skin could definitely copy your products. Tell me some of your faves, your routine, anything you're willing to share.
Oh, I'm willing to share literally anything and everything.
Okay, we can't wait. This is what I live for.
So we could start from head down.
Okay.
We'll start with the hair.
Okay.
So I experienced, due to like a crazy confluence of hormone stuff and COVID, I experienced hair loss.
Okay.
So
now we're talking. Mm-hmm. I literally have it falling out every second.
I've been very focused on getting my hair to grow back. So okay. I got on Nutrafol. Mm-hmm. I know there's lots of different brands, but that was the one that kept getting
results
recommended to me. So I was on Nutrafol. I got the rosemary oil for the scalp. But then, I'll be honest, and listen, it's expensive, but I started PRP injections into my scalp.
Okay.
And within...
Where do you go? Somewhere in Southern
the skin agency.
Okay.
They have them all over Los Angeles, and they do specials and things like that. I've just officially blown up my spot because it is the cheapest place to get injections into your scalp for PRP. But I will tell you this. A week later, I noticed baby hairs.
I saw Kourtney Kardashian do that on The Kardashians.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
She had a bald spot from wearing a really tight ponytail.
And it works. So that actually works.
Okay.
Moving down to my face, the treatments that I do vary.
Okay.
And I don't always do them consistently because they're expensive. But I'll do everything from like a smaller thing would be like a facial with a green peel.
What's a green peel?
It's a mild peel that just really helps to kind of clear anything, brighten if you have any old spots from acne. It gets rid of that. I personally love it. I get it at Ava MD in Santa Monica.
Okay, she's given all the receipts.
Yeah, I mean, we came here to...
We came here to talk, dish, yes.
Right?
So wait, how often would you do you, ideally, how often would you do that?
Ideally, I would do it once a month, but that's not what I do.
Okay.
You know,
it's how much just, is a green peel?
I think it's $190.
Okay. So like a facial.
Yeah, it's like a facial.
Okay.
And that it really does kind of reset your skin like a facial. You don't actually peel. Generally, you can. I don't. I love a Clear and Brilliant.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I did not have good results, but I went to Laser Away, and that place is a scam.
So I do not fuck with Laser Away.
Yeah, yeah. They're scammers.
They're scammers.
They're total scammers.
I love a Clear and Brilliant. I love a cool peel, like a baby Fraxel, but I also love microneedling. Okay. And those are things
This
that...
is why your skin looks so good.
Well, I haven't done any of that in a while, but yes, it is. So it's a combo of that. I never go in the sun.
Yeah.
I preach sun avoidance and then sun protection.
Yes.
So you will not catch me out on these streets, not in a visor. I get a lot of mine from the San Diego Hat Company. I'm constantly protecting my skin. I have driving gloves in my car.
I just got some.
Yeah, I love that. I actually have a magnetic sun shield that I put up on the driver's side of my car window.
I have one of those for my baby.
Oh, you should have one for you.
Yeah, okay.
Get the kind that's mesh so you can see through it, so you can see when you're driving. But I put that up. I mean, it's in my car right outside your house right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. To just help.
And where do you get that? Amazon?
Amazon. Yeah. I can send it to you and you can put it out. So those are just steps that I take to make sure if I'm hiking, I try to do off times. Like, these are things that are very inconvenient, but I have melasma.
Yes.
And melasma has been the bane of my existence. And I've had to work so hard to get rid of it and then keep it away. And a lot of that is no heat, no sun. Most people don't know about the no heat part.
I don't.
Yeah. Heat triggers it.
Oh, God. Because if I go to the pool and I have sunscreen on, I'll go in the house, look in the mirror, and I have a full-blown goatee of melasma. Like, sun will come out, even just from being outside in the heat, like you said.
So I will ice roll. If I'm out doing, if I go outside or I'm working up a sweat after a workout or something, I ice roll my face.
Yeah. Do you currently have melasma or you've gotten rid of it all?
You never get rid of it.
Wow.
So it can come back.
I'm so impressed. I'm so impressed.
Yeah. So I currently have melasma and
It's so stubborn.
It's so stubborn.
I can't get rid of mine.
You can get
rid
of yours.
I started being like, oh, I can't believe this showed up. And I look back in photos. I've had it for years and years. It just didn't bother me until now because we are hyper fixated on our faces due to phones.
Look, this is not natural.
Yeah.
But the key to getting rid of melasma is a combo of a retinol and a hydroquinone.
Which I can't do because I'm breastfeeding.
Right, because you're breastfeeding. But once you're done breastfeeding, you can do that. And if you want to add in microneedling or something like that, that will just help speed it up.
Yeah. How did you learn about all this? Self-taught?
Yeah.
Just research. Yeah.
I'm obsessed with skincare. It's truly something that I love so much.
Yeah.
And then also, our skin is the largest organ in our body.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to treat it well. And I do.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's not just, I mean, obviously my face is a little more about vanity, but I also take care of my body.
Yes.
In terms of the skin and trying to keep it hydrated and use like a lotion that has like a mild retinol in it just to do all of the things.
Okay, keep talking. I keep going. So okay, we've talked about the treatments. What are some of the products on your face that you use?
Okay, so I like to skin cycle.
Okay, yeah.
I'm assuming the group knows what that is.
I would hope the honeys know by now.
And
if they don't.
If they don't.
It's essential. What is the routine everyone's doing now? Like a retinol day and then a rest day and then something like that.
So
I'm not doing it
because,
again, I'm breastfeeding.
Sure. I'll do an acid day, a retinol day, and then like a moisturizing day. Mm-hmm. Or I'll do acid, retinol, moisturize, okay. You know, something like that.
Yeah.
And lately, in terms of the acids I've been using Facile has, hold on, let me pull it up.
Yeah. I love Facile. Do you go to Facile?
I do go to Facile.
Do you go to West Hollywood or Pasadena?
I go to West Hollywood.
Okay, cute.
I see Dr. Sam.
Oh, you, okay. Okay.
Does not fuck around.
She goes to the boss. I used to see Lena, and then she moved to Pennsylvania, and now I see Zoshi at the Pasadena store.
Oh, okay, great.
Although I haven't been again in over a year. I had an appointment in October of last year to get my lips done again, and then I was pregnant. I couldn't. The lips are slowly deflating, and that's fine.
Okay. I don't do fillers, but I do Botox, and I don't do it at Facile. I just see them for skin. I use the purple bottle. It's a lactic salicylic glycolic. It's their acne serum, which you can just buy online if you're interested. But I also will cycle through. So I'll use a little Is Clinical. I'll use maybe a vitamin C, even though that's technically not an acid. Just something to kind of clear the pores. Mm-hmm. And then I love a retinol. I mean, the thing is retinol does exfoliate.
Yes.
So it is an exfoliator. I'm using one right now that's compounded by Dr. Sam at Facile, but I use Tretinoin.
So Facile has a retinol that everyone can buy. I know they put out their product line a year-ish ago.
So the retinols,
I haven't checked it out.
The retinols I use are all prescription.
Okay, got it. You got a prescription from Dr. Sam's.
Yeah,
okay,
so they have one that's specifically compounded for melasma. It has hydroquinone, retinoic acid, hydrocortisone, and tranexamic acid, I think.
Okay.
In it, or Kojic.
Okay.
Which I've tried all of those.
Yeah.
I used to get these Kojic pads from this esthetician in Nashville that were also really amazing for melasma.
Do you always have nails that are black?
Always.
Yeah. I feel like I've always seen you on Instagram with a black mani.
Yeah. These are actually dipped.
Okay.
I keep my nails are
black dip, honey.
Because I was doing gel extensions and I realized my nails are this long. Like, why am I putting plastic on top of it?
Right.
I just dip it and that it keeps it stronger. But I started putting the Vital Proteins Marine in my coffee, the Marine, not the regular, but the Marine. And I noticed that my nails I could never get nails. And the Vital Proteins Marine are what helped grow my nails.
Does it not taste horrible though?
I don't taste it at all.
Okay. I don't know because I don't eat.
Yes,
I don't
course.
Eat that. But I find it hard to believe that it doesn't taste like fish guts, but it doesn't.
I don't taste, it tastes like nothing.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I loved that. I love, love, love face oil. Mm-hmm. So I'm like a huge fan of Le Prunier.
Okay, yeah.
But I also love Osea's like Hyaluronic C Serum.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the two face oils that are like my go-tos. I don't really slug. I'm more of just like a put a face oil on.
Mm-hmm.
I also, this is going to be so spency, but I love peptides and growth factors.
Okay.
So if
is that the little baby circumcision wieners?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Baby wieners.
Yeah.
Put the baby wieners on the face.
I wonder if my son's baby wiener foreskin ended up in a cream somewhere.
Oh, can't you see it? It's right here.
Oh, okay. Right here. It looks good. Yeah. I don't remember signing anything that says we can take your baby's foreskin and put it in a cream, but I was high on an epidural. What do I know?
Yeah. What do you know?
You know?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. That's the clip.
I probably did sign away. My son's foreskin.
Oh my
I don't
God.
Know. I had one sent to me and I did a whole thing about it on Attribute. It was volunteers that had liposuction.
Wow.
So you were actually putting somebody's like ass on your face. Somebody's liposuction thigh on your face.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
The science behind all of it is really fascinating. And I feel like if I'm going to spend money on really good skincare, I don't personally feel like I see benefits when it's like peptides from plants.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, like the TNS line or Acutis, like those are, that's where, but that is very expensive.
Yeah.
So that the trigger warning,
right.
Money.
Yeah. Yeah. Content warning, money.
Content warning, money.
But this is an investment that you are passionate about, clearly.
It is.
Yes.
I'm passionate about it because I have, one, had terrible acne.
Mm-hmm.
Two, have had melasma. So I know what it's like to not feel great waking up looking at myself in the mirror. And I don't like wearing makeup.
Yeah.
I'm wearing the little, I put a little Kosas concealer on top of my sunscreen, but I prefer, most of the time, I'm raw dogging the earth.
Your skin looks so good.
Thank you. I hugely appreciate that. But that's because it is.
You've put in the work and the money.
I put in the work. Yes. And I'm just here to say that you can do it.
Yes.
And you don't have to, like if it were me and somebody were saying, okay, so if you have acne.
Yes.
I would say, it's worth it to see a dermatologist. You might need to get on spironolactone.
Mm-hmm.
That was a huge game changer for me in acne. Definitely invest in a salicylic glycolic or maybe a lactic acid if you have more sensitive skin. But one of those three will help kind of on the topical side. And then spironolactone does, for a lot of women, really help balance out kind of what's happening on a hormone level.
Yeah.
If you have melasma, it depends on how bad and how extreme you want to get. You could take oral tranexamic acid. That's the more extreme side. Or you can get on a hydroquinone retinol combo, and that will do the same thing.
I wish before I did Accutane at 22 that I had had Natreview and I had had a listener. Like,
totally.
Because I, at the time, felt I had tried everything, but...
You hadn't.
No, I didn't have spironolactone. I didn't even fucking know what lactic acid was.
Right.
It's in my bathroom right now.
Of course.
I didn't have that.
And it could have, I mean, maybe it wouldn't have, but it definitely was something that you could have tried that would have been less harmful on Zabod.
Yeah.
And the things that I just mentioned, yes, okay, you do need a dermatologist for both. But you can do telemedicine for a lot of this stuff, and it's way more affordable than any of the treatments or any of the other things that I've suggested.
Or also, it is so devastating when you're a young person and you cannot get rid of your acne. It is debilitating. I didn't want to leave my apartment.
I fully understand that.
I have photos I can show you. I felt so down on myself, especially trying to be an actor. I'd go to auditions, and I literally would have, like, I'd smile, but in my eyes, I was like, you're not going to book me for this.
Right.
Because you can see my acne on the camera, and you're not going to want me for this job.
For sure. I think anybody that has suffered with acne knows exactly what you're saying and knows how that feels.
And I'm not talking about, oh, I got one or two zits. I'm talking...
Acne.
It's...
Yeah.
I'm trying to see if I have my photo on here. I usually keep it with me because I show people. I guess it's not on here. My acne photo... people look at it and they can't believe it.
Yeah.
It was really hard.
Mine out too. Did you ever do... So I have both microcurrent and high frequency and SolaWave. So I actually brought my SolaWave because...
What is that? SolaWave, I don't know any of the things you're saying. Okay, what is happening?
These are like devices.
Okay.
So high frequency kills bacteria.
Yes.
You can zap zits with high frequency, and that really does, honest
and
to God,
work. And you own one?
Hell yeah, babe.
Honey, she's invested.
Invested.
Because I know they do that when I go get facials.
Yeah, but do you know what it costs? Do you know what it retails?
No.
Like $79.
No way.
Yes.
Where do you get it from?
I will...
You'll link me?
I'm going to link you.
Oh, my God.
So you can do that yourself, and it does work.
Yeah.
I literally, I'm showing Jackie a photo right now of the box that is in my, right there. That's the box that it comes in.
Okay.
I have my SolaWave here.
Now, what's that?
Red light. But okay. They have one that's called, like, Bye Bye Acne. It's red light and blue light. Blue light also kills acne, but the red light helps with cell turnover. I'm actually going to do some content for them, but I need you to know I was such a hater. Like, the only reason I'm even talking about this is because I was like, there's no way. There's no way this works.
Because it's a light. You're like, how could this do anything?
And then I used it and I started to see, not only was it like getting rid of these errant zits, but I felt like the turnover, like I get left with red marks.
Oh yeah. And they last for a month.
Yeah. And this red light is helping speed up that process.
Oh my gosh.
No, I know. It's really crazy.
Yeah.
So I'm obsessed with that as well.
Okay.
If you have acne, like I'm now recommending either get the high frequency or the solar wave. I mean, the thing about the high frequency is it's killing the bacteria, and it does have one that apparently targets collagen, but the red light, I've seen a lot of studies on red light, like red light therapy. Like this is not, it anything is real. New, yeah. It's not new. There's different types of frequencies. So for skin, it's 630 to 660, and the solar wave is 660. And then
how much is that?
Under 100.
Okay.
And then,
so you could invest and have a solid setup and be off to the races.
100%.
Instead of going and getting one facial or two facials.
Yes.
Okay.
Which is why, like, I haven't had it.
I'm listening.
I don't even know when the last time I got a facial was. Yeah. It's been a minute because I can do this stuff at home, and I do. And you can proactively put it into your nightly routine to prevent. But then when you have a breakout or something, you use it. And I just, anytime I'm watching TV, I wand or I frequency or I do something or I put a mask on.
Right. So you're saying it's not necessarily a huge investment of time either because you can multitask.
I'm multitasking.
Okay.
I always multitask with my skincare routine because I like to wind down. So if it's like maybe I'm reading and then I put like a, Eminescence, like I love their stone crop mask. It's like one of my favorite. Or if I'm like really feeling frisky, I double mask. I think I'm butchering her name, Renee Roulet, like the triple berry.
Mm-hmm.
That exfoliates like a motherfucker.
Just so you know, Renee Roulet has been on Attribute.
Renee Roulet, that's how I say it.
Yeah. And can I tell you something?
Okay. I love her.
And really want to reprogram my brain and not use the phrase anti-aging and not say that women look great when they don't look their age. I'm trying to really not do that. But Renee Roulet, I cannot believe her age.
I don't even know how old she is, but
looks,
she's been in the
so
game for a minute.
Young and fresh and her everything. Like, follow her on Instagram and you're like, oh, here's a 25-year-old influencer girl running around.
She's a scientist.
She's incredible and a legend.
Yeah.
And her products are not cheap, but they are incredible. So they saying the triple berry mask is worth the money.
The triple berry mask is in my arsenal for sure and has been for over
a
decade.
She does Black Friday and she does holidays for everybody. So
that's great.
Remember that every holiday season she'll do a pack of her masks.
Wow.
So everybody check that out.
That's amazing. Definitely do that. So I can show you a photo of the triple berry that you'll be like, I don't even recognize that because I've been buying her products for so long.
Yeah,
and
she's
then
been
they
in the
last
game 30 years, I want to say. Something.
I mean,
very long. Yeah, there
that
it is.
That is not what it looks like now.
Do you like Audacité on the bottom there? I see that.
I got given that and I don't mind it. Sometimes I will do that before I do the Eminescence Stone Crop Mask, which is, I feel like, really hydrating and brightening.
The founder, Veronique, is a very chic woman.
Oh, is she?
Yes. I just talked to her at the Credo event right before I gave birth, and she's so fun.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's an LA-based company, too.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah, so, I mean, I like it enough that it's on the shelf.
Yeah. It hasn't been canned yet. Oh, we have the same shelves. Glass, like little,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it hasn't been shelved yet. I will also, if I get, speaking of zits, if I get a zit and I'm trying to, like, help it dry out a little bit, I put the Murad clarifying mask on top of them.
Okay.
Just to kind of
zap
it a bit.
Is that the green one?
No, it's this like white one.
Okay.
But it could be green now. I hold on to things. If it still works, I still use it. I mean, I think with things that have antioxidants or vitamin C's in them, they oxidize and then I have to chuck those.
Yeah.
But otherwise, I'll keep it.
We say on Nantribute to follow the guidelines. There is a number on the back that should tell you how long it lasts. Mm-hmm. Usually 2-ish years is what it says.
Yeah, I definitely ignore that.
Okay. Listen, everyone has free speech on Attribute. Everybody do what you got to do.
Okay, sunscreen. This is my passion.
This is it now.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my. Oh, wow. She's tried them all.
That's not even half of
Rory
them.
Rory is showing me a photo right now of, I don't know, 20 different sunscreens.
It's a drawer.
Yeah. Okay. And are those the graveyards, or are those the ones you use?
These are the ones that I use.
Okay.
Graveyard is in a totally different container, okay. Not even in the bathroom.
Pop us a couple of the faves.
Okay. So my favorite line you can't get.
Because it's not in America, I'm assuming.
Because it's not in America, yeah. And you literally, it's Ultraviolette. It's an Australian line, oh. And I had to get it sent to somebody in Australia and have them ship it to me.
Which was so expensive.
Such a pain in the ass. Yeah. But it is my favorite line, for sure.
Yeah. Well, there are Aussie honeys.
There, and so, if you can get mate. One,
get
then,
yourself some sunscreen.
Then do that. Mm-hmm. I butcher all of these names because I never talk to anybody other than myself. Uh-huh. So, is a tree? Hmm. It's a hyaluronic water-based sun gel.
Oh, is it I-N-N? No, that's not it.
I-S-A tree.
Okay, I don't know it. Is that Korean?
Yeah, okay. I believe so. So by the way, all of these sunscreens, this is how I battle test them. I have the sun dots. Mm-hmm. And so I've done tests on my body to see which ones last the longest and protect the most.
Okay.
So if it's being recommended by me, I have battle tested it against other ones, and that's why I wear it.
Okay.
So there's like some very popular sunscreens on the TikTok that I don't fuck with, mm-hmm. because they did not do well in my battle test. And one of that is the Josen.
Okay.
That people like love.
Yeah.
And I just don't.
And honestly, it's because the girlies on TikTok are 12 and they really know nothing about sun damage yet. Let's be honest. Right. They're like, oh my God, look how good I look for my sunscreen. I'm like, didn't you just look good before because you're a child?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. That's another thing that really does drive me nuts. I'm like, I'm not going to take skin advice from a 25-year-old.
Yeah.
Babe.
Yeah.
I need you to go through the hormone changes that trigger melasma. I need you to get through the acne. Yes. I need to see what
also,
you do with the
fine I needed
lines.
You to survive the 2000s where we were all in tanning beds and things. And then tell me.
And then come back. So my number one sunscreen for body, Biore UV Watery Gel.
Okay. Yep.
I don't like it for the face because it has like a bit of an alcohol smell and I don't like that. And it feels weird to put anything that smells like rubbing alcohol near my face. But I use the Biore UV on my body.
Okay.
But then, you know, if we're talking American lines, I really like Elta MD.
Okay. If you leave the house in the morning, like you left to come here, how much of your body did you put sunscreen?
The part that you can see.
So you did hands, arms, neck.
Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't do the décolletage because it's kind of covered in this jumpsuit. But
okay. That's honestly aspiring.
Oh.
I need to be better about it. I started using the gloves to drive.
Yeah.
My hands have just gotten so dry from breastfeeding and pregnancy. I looked down and I was like, oh, those are my mother's hands.
Oh, no.
And I was like,
well, maybe we love our mother's hands. You know what's actually really great? So I love the La Roche-Posay Cicaplast that's very hydrating as a moisturizer.
What is that?
This one, and it's quite affordable.
Okay. Okay.
You can find it at
a local Target drugstore. Yeah, Target.
But then also the Welda Skin Food, very hydrating.
I have a Weleda Skin Food Light that I use.
Weleda. I love that. This is like the fourth time you've corrected because I don't know how to pronounce anything.
This is what I do. I have a Weleda Skin Food Light that I use at night on my dry ass hands and face.
Okay.
The light
doesn't
have lanolin, which I don't like because I'm vegan.
Mm.
That one has it, which is it is an ingredient that can seal very well.
And that's why. I mean, basically, so do you mist before you seal?
No.
So the kind of idea behind moisturizing is it's sealing in. So if you do a little bit of a mist beforehand, then you're sealing in the water.
Okay, good to know. I love a mist.
Oh, favorite mist? Josh Rosebrook.
Oh, I don't know that.
I love. Wow.
What
does
it smell like?
It smells like.
I don't trust things with men names usually.
I know, but his line is so good.
I don't even know that.
I got this. I fell into him. He also has an exfoliator, like a physical exfoliator that I keep in the shower that I am obsessed with. His line is clean.
Yeah.
They sell it at Detox Market.
Okay.
this missed...
Who is this Josh man? I must look him up.
You really should.
Yeah.
He's amazing.
Yeah.
I love a lot of his products. I specifically love this hydrating mist.
Okay.
I guess it's called the Hydrating Accelerator Moisturizing Facial
Mist. Okay.
I got my ex-boyfriend onto it. I like now give him bottles because he's like obsessed with it. It smells great. It's like fresh and...
I'm getting that. I love a mist.
It's packed with like a lot of really fun ingredients. Oh, look what's in my hand. That's how tiny the SolaWave by Acne Wand is.
Wow. Wow, I knew you were going to be a treasure trove, but you're going above and beyond, and I respect it.
And I love a gua sha.
Yeah.
Oh, for anti-puffing, I love face straps for under the chin.
Stop.
Okay, so if, say I'm going to be on camera or I'm filming or something, I have to get up early so that I can use a chin strap, or this is the mask that I use. Let me find it.
Oh, this is other level. This actually works? This...
Oh, yeah. Why would I come on here and share things that don't work?
Yeah, it's true.
Wow. That gets me nothing.
Do you have a photo of you with the straps on?
I probably do, and I'll have to
because I need
it.
A little visual help. Is it like... under the chin, you pull it up over your head and it helps kind of snatch your face. Okay. Wow. V-line lifting hydrogel collagen mask. That's that it. Works?
Yes, I have this. And I also have a fabric one that I can just use.
Yeah.
And I'm not kidding. You put that on.
Yeah.
Wake up in the morning, put it on, do your coffee, do whatever. Yeah, yeah, whatever yeah. The thing is. And when you take it off, you will have a snatched jawline. It's crazy.
How long does it last?
As long as you want.
Yeah. Wow, I'm getting that.
So I just do it for like an hour, 45 minutes, yeah, whatever, yeah. Help that. Then I gua sha. Mm-hmm. I'll take like my Le Prenier mm-hmm. face oil, put it on, hydrate. While I do that under eye patches.
Yeah.
And then I gua sha the shit out of my face.
Yeah.
Just to get it like snatched.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Put the little under eye patches on. And then my face is like nice and prepped.
Do you ever do this for dates? Is anyone worth this effort?
No.
Okay, yeah. This is like, I need to look good for camera. I need.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Okay.
No, this wow. is about the bag.
You've just changed lives. I'm buying those.
Yeah, you will love it.
Yeah. Because I want to just tell everybody, too, this is what the pros do.
Mm-hmm.
I know celebrities that go on red carpets that do this shit. They also pull their hair. We've had makeup artist Love Jet was on here. He does Brooke Candy. He does all mm-hmm. these pop star, the Heim sisters. He does all these people. He told us about the wig tape.
Yeah.
And how all yeah. these women
are taping their faces. Yeah.
Literally give themselves temporary facelifts
yep.
for red carpets and for performances and things like that. So this is the shit you can do without getting the needles, honey, without getting the thread right. lifts, without getting all the stuff.
Don't do the thread lifts.
No.
I'm pretty anti-thread lifts.
Everyone, except for one person who I won't reveal, who is an attribute guest and a friend of mine, has had horrible experiences and they don't do shit.
Yeah.
My one friend looks amazing. But I haven't discussed with her. I think she has like 100. I'm not kidding. I think she got like 100 of them.
Right. I've also heard about like there's some metal coils. There's different types and, yeah. and maybe she's seen someone specific.
I'm going to get the tea. She looks yeah. incredible, no lie. Okay. But I don't know.
I've never done it,
yeah.
but I won't do it.
I was considering it until I spoke to a very esteemed, trusted source in my life who is into the skincare business mm-hmm. and she was like, do not do it, do not do it, do not do it.
Yeah, no.
And I never have.
Don't do it. I think if you want that effect,
I'm just gonna get a facelift when I'm
45.
Just
get a facelift. Yeah. Or you can do certain things with fillers
yeah.
and Botox.
I'm not getting filler.
Well,
I'm done with that.
I don't do it either.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't knock. I think everybody should do exactly what they
want
to do.
Yeah, yeah, get it if you
and
want.
There's zero shame.
Yeah.
It's not what I personally do either.
I just feel it could get out of hand with me and I have to be careful.
Got it.
You know what
for
I mean?
Sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Also, I feel like it's not filler. What is it called? It's the one that actually creates more fat cells. That's what people are using now. Oh, gosh. Why can't I think of the name?
I don't know. I need to know.
Oh, I wrote it down.
Rory,
somewhere.
Google it. I'm just kidding.
No.
Honey, we got into it today.
I could do this. See, this is like why
yes.
I'm obsessed with your pod.
Do you want to take over as the host of Natch? I'll retire and you can take over.
I can't wait.
You can take my room. And then I will come do your show.
Yes.
And I can just talk about my ex-husband for eight episodes. About
I love it. Wait, so I don't know. Did I cover everything? I mean, I didn't.
Tell me.
But, well, I use Batiste. Is that what it is?
Dry shampoo.
Yeah, dry shampoo. Mm-hmm. Oh, I love Elemis Pro Cleansing Balm to take my makeup off. Okay. I'm really into that.
How did you not destroy your eyebrows in the 2000s?
I didn't have a lot to begin with. So there was just like not a lot to play with.
Okay.
So that's why I couldn't really destroy them. And now I laminate them.
Okay.
And I dye them myself.
Do you go to GBY?
No, but that's been recommended to me. I see Renee. So I used to go to Strike.
Okay, yes.
I used to see the Stryker sisters. Mm-hmm. And then I started going to...
What are they up to? I haven't heard from them in a while.
Yeah, that is a great question. I don't...
Because I had Kelly Baker on Attribute, who does the Kardashians and Zendaya. And she's like the eyebrow queen.
Right. So I see the eyebrow king.
Okay.
His name's Skin Maestro. His name's Renee, and he is the laminator.
Okay.
And he does, like, you know, Cardi B. And
okay.
I can't remember who else.
Where does he work out of?
He has his own place.
Okay. What part of town? Because I hate to drive.
Down.
Cute.
One in Beverly Hills and one in downtown LA.
Okay, downtown is doable. Okay.
Downtown is doable. So he does the brows. I bop around for hair.
Mm-hmm.
I also bop around for skin. When it comes mm-hmm. to beauty, I have no loyalty.
I love that.
I mean, I'm loyal to Ava MD because I've been seeing them since I was 17,
yeah.
But their Santa Monica location. Mm-hmm. And I really love the nurse practitioner and the esthetician I see there, but I'm not exclusive to them.
Right.
I got a roster, just like dating. I got a roster, baby.
I need your Google spreadsheet is what I'm thinking.
I should start one, yeah. Shouldn't I?
I just need all of your people and places, because I eventually am gonna dust myself off and enter the world again, and I'm gonna need a couple things.
Well, you could also
I'm going
start...
to the dentist next week, and that's exciting.
Oh,
I know, honey. She hasn't had a cleaning in a while.
I have bleaching trays too. Yeah. I like never use them, yeah. But it's funny as we're talking, I'm like, man, I sound like a fake bitch.
Not at all. Oh, are you kidding? Okay. No, you're not fake. You're taking care of everything. If anything, you're the opposite.
Oh, all right.
You're an attribute. You're like, I'm maintaining what I have with all of these tools.
I
and
do.
Research.
I try. I mean, I used to use Latisse. I don't. I use Grande Lash when mm-hmm. I remember to do it.
Yeah, we're big Grande Lashers here on Attribute.
But I have like little stubby eyelashes.
You said that right.
I used to have, yeah.
Yeah, because some people think it's Grand Lash.
Oh, nice. Yeah. 1 point for me.
There you go.
I used to have eyelash extensions. Mm-hmm. Got rid of those in the pandemic. And. Yep. This is a hot take, but I think a lot of the fake things age people.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like my eyelash extensions aged me. I think filler ages a lot of people.
Listen, I used to do eyelash extensions like as my job, believe it or not.
That's amazing.
And somebody just tweeted this and I put it on my Insta story about the eyelashes have gotten out of control.
Yeah, I think I saw that.
I agree. I think... If you're an older lady and you're walking around
with wings,
18 millimeter C curls,
wings on your eyes,
it's a look.
It's a look.
It's a look. And everybody do what you want to do.
Yeah.
But it ain't for me.
Have you ever had hair extensions?
Yes.
What did you think about those?
I got them for free from 901 because they came on Attribute, the two founders mm-hmm. who are bosses. Like they're such wonderful, supportive, great women. And they did them. And let me tell you something. They only do celebrity. Like
the top.
They only
the
do.
Top.
Yes. And I was so honored that they did them. They were incredible, but they only didn't last very long. I don't think I took very good care of them, but this was during my like summer of divorce and they really felt bad for me and everything. And they were incredible.
But they're so expensive.
Yeah.
And you have to get them redone every like 3 months at the most.
I had them for about a month and I ran into Aaron Light, who is a celebrity hairstylist who does my friend Bonnie's hair. He does a bunch of celebrities. His Instagram's incredible. And I said, Aaron, these are pulling out all my hair. They said they were going to last 3 months. He goes, honey, they last a month if you're lucky. and like walked out of the room. And I was like, oh, they lied. But no, it's just, you're right. It's an upkeep.
It's an upkeep. Mm-hmm. It's just, there's so many things that people do.
I like clip-ins personally.
Me too.
I have a lovely clip-in set that I got at the hair shop.
Yep.
And they do me right.
Yeah. I have clip-ins as well.
Take them in, take them out, move on with your life.
I had hair extensions once, yeah. And they were so itchy. Yeah. I had the tape-ins. So itchy, so heavy. And yeah. The first time I had a shower, I was like, my head weighs 45 pounds. Yeah. And then I also was like, wait, I've just tripled the yeah. amount of time it takes me to get ready because my hair won't yes. dry because it's not the hair that I'm used to.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Yeah. So. Everybody do what you got to do. And do yeah. your research.
Yeah, of course. Do your research.
Go back and listen to the episode with Nikki and Rihanna from 901. Incredible businesswomen. And they discuss the efficacy of hair extensions and things like that. So it's a great episode. One of my faves of Nash Tribute. Go back and listen. 2019. Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah. Well, listen. I've kept you here over an hour, Rory.
This has been fun.
We're going to close with two things.
Okay.
Number one, I ask everybody their self-care rituals. You've already kind of given us a lot of them. Mm-hmm. Your skincare is your self-care rituals. It sounds like you read a book, you do a mask, you do your wand here. What are some of your other self-care rituals? You drink collagen coffee.
I drink collagen coffee.
Yeah.
Okay, let's think about this. Sleep is my number one. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I have chronic fatigue, which sounds like a made-up illness, but it's not. I was diagnosed with CFS in 2020 after being diagnosed with Lyme disease in 2018. Mm. It turns out it wasn't Lyme disease, it was CFS. So I actually really do have to take really good care of myself, and I have to be really careful in terms about expenditure of energy. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I make sure I get 8 hours. Like, I have to get 8 hours.
Do you wear an aura ring?
I don't, but yeah. I should. Mm-hmm. I try to wind down.
It's incredible, by the way.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to just show you my
mine real quick. On it.
Well, I just want to show you. So last night I got 7 hours, 32 minutes. I got 2 hours, 41 of deep, 222 of REM. Mm. And then it shows you your entire night in the graph and when you were up, what sleep you got. It's incredible. And I know Apple Watches do this too, everybody. I know there's other things that do it, but first of all, I have a 4-month-old. How did I get 7 hours sleep? He sleeps through the night. I'm lucky. But it's incredible. And if for anyone out there who's struggling with sleep issues, it's a way that I finally could tell definitively what was going on and help me crack it so that I could get better sleep. That's why I recommend a sleep tracker for a person. It also can be extremely depressing and devastating.
Yeah.
Because it's there in black and white right in front of you. Fuck, like, I didn't get any rest.
Yeah.
Why do I feel like trash? Oh.
That's why.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it can help you get on track. I'm getting good sleep now.
That's amazing. I know. Okay. All right. I just got sold on the Aura.
Yeah. They just came out with a third generation too that looks really good. I do. I have a personal referral code that I can give you. Yes.
Okay, I'll take that.
And if a honey wants one, email me or DM me.
Yeah, okay.
Because they don't do influencer stuff, but I can give you like my personal one.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah. $50 off. I feel like I just got sold on that. Yeah.
And they have a black one.
Mm. I need that one.
Yes.
I'll put it on my ring, my on your wedding
black,
finger.
On your black nailed hand.
Yes, yes. Yeah. I feel like that's my biggest one. And then I try to be really mindful of the self-talk.
Yes.
I would say the other thing is like, I try to really monitor what's going in and avoid that don't feed my soul. It's very hard in this environment with the news. There's a lot of very bad things happening at all times. Yes. And so I try to be careful about what I'm ingesting.
Yep.
And I don't just mean that like food-wise. I mean that, you know, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, and checking in with that. And if I need to take a day to sign off, I do that.
Mm-hmm.
And those are probably my two biggest like self-care practices. Obviously, like I do feel better when I take the time to, it has nothing to do with the actual result of whether or not it changes my skin or whether or not it makes me look in quotes pretty. But I do think that taking the time to exfoliate. Like I keep a glove in my shower just when I go through and I'm in the shower and I'm exfoliating the dead skin and getting that off. Or if I put a hair mask in.
I need to do that.
Oh, I love that.
I have one too and I've never even used it. The glove. You know when you go to the K spa and they give you the glove?
Yeah, that's mine is from like a Turkish bath.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I gotta do it.
Love.
Because sometimes I'll catch like scratch your back and you get like skin. You're like, oh God, somebody didn't exfoliate their back.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm doing it for the whole bod.
Yeah.
And it's because sometimes I want to dry brush more. I keep that in my bathroom. I just forget.
I know. I have it too, and I keep not doing it.
Yeah. So I use the glove instead. But those little things, like, it's kind of like you keep promises to yourself. There's this guy named Ed Milet. I think he has some amazing things to say. He says that confidence is about the relationship you have with yourself, and it's about keeping the promises you make with yourself, that you build confidence by keeping the promises you make to yourself. So that's why people that have really established routines, they feel confident.
Yes.
You know, like I think if you say, oh, I want to lose 10 pounds and you do it, it's less about the losing the 10 pounds and more about, I said I was going to do this thing and I did this thing.
It's like
thing.
You keep your word.
You keeping your word to yourself.
Okay.
So
I
find that these little things that I do, whether it's skincare or drinking the water or getting the sleep, they make me feel better about myself because it's me investing in me. It's taking the time, the care, putting it back into myself, and also keeping the promises I've made to myself.
Wow. That was such a good soundbite.
Oh.
This has been great. I cannot wait to financially devastate myself with all the items that you've recommended.
Wait, but okay, some were expensive, but some were not.
Yeah, La Roche-Posay is a Target.
It is, and some of the devices that I'm talking about are really not that expensive. And also
Black Friday's coming
up. I was just going to say, so I know it sounds like I'm shilling for them, but it's just because I actually do think this. I've seen results, but SolarWave is going to do a buy one, get one free for their Black Friday sale. So
you can buy one as a gift for your friend and keep one for you as 100%. A selfish bitch.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So there's some of these things.
I wonder
things.
Who's going to get mine. My sister.
Yeah.
Easy.
But like, you know, just plan for it.
Yeah.
You don't have to do it all right this second.
Right. Yeah. Wow. Okay. Rory, one more time. Tell us about your show.
Crimes
of the heart. Yes, we talked skincare today, but Rory's also an expert on dating, relationships, sex, love, all of these things.
All the things.
She's clocked, did you say 10,000 hours or 1,000 hours?
10,000.
Okay,
you know, I'm an expert.
Honey, yes.
Malcolm Gladwell. We're out here in these streets.
That's right.
10,000 hours of failure.
Honey, that's right. So she knows what she's talking about.
I know what I'm talking about. If you want to feel a little less alone in your romantic journey, wherever you may be, whether you're single or you're in a relationship, come on over, laugh, listen to some of these crazy, horrifying stories.
And you're getting guests.
Yeah, we got some.
Honey,
got
she's
some
pulling the guests.
We got some guests.
Yeah.
We started with Akila Hughes. We just had Sophia Bush, Jedediah Jenkins. We have a lot
Are
more.
These just all the people who you've acquired through LA friendships and you're starting to be like, hey, come on my show?
Yeah, but I also think, you know, there's something really freeing about being honest about where we're, I think we all feel really kind of less alone when we share these things. Mm-hmm. So my guest last week dropped a bombshell about what kind of like what he's into sexually. And afterwards was like, I feel so much lighter. I feel so much freer. And I'm like, yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
And I share things too. It's not just guests coming out and I'm not trying to get anybody to bleed for free.
Right.
You know, if you don't want to share anything, don't.
But you're right. And when you said that, it really struck me. You were like, if you physically harm someone, you go to the court and you get sentenced. But you could fuck with somebody's heart all you want and walk free.
Walk free.
It's fucked.
So my podcast is a kind of place where we can come and we can vent and we can talk about these things. And it's a little bit of catharsis. We're going to laugh a lot. And it also just makes you realize you're not alone.
Mm-hmm.
We all have one story. Mm-hmm. We all have at least one dating horror story. And that is how we are all like bound together, you know?
Don't let me talk about the guy who drove a VW Beetle.
Mm.
That should have been red flag numero uno.
I can't believe you got in that car. Did it even have seatbelts?
Yes. It was the new one.
Oh, it was
It wasn't like a 70 slug bug, okay?
That's what I imagined.
But it still was a lot to take in.
Sure.
And I believe he like won it on the Price is Right or something, which is even...
Oh, no. There are layers to this story.
Honey, just save it for when I'm on, okay?
Yes, I cannot wait. You will have to come on.
Save it.
I love it.
He was a little too into Borat. Last clue.
He also had to be little.
No, he wasn't.
What? He was a big man, honey, and a little bug?
I don't fuck with anything below 6'2". So, no, was tall.
That's the soundbite.
I used to say, must be at least 6'2 to ride this ride.
Ooh. She's frisky.
Okay, Rory, I'll come on. You haven't invited me, but I'm inviting myself. I'm coming on. You. Oh, good. And I'm going to order those chin strap patches beforehand.
Let me know how
so
you like
I
that.
Look snatched before I come on.
You
honey.
Look amazing. Thanks, for anybody listen. That hasn't seen you on Instagram lately, you look truly incredible. And you made a person and yes. you look
Thank
flawless.
You. Well, listen, my body made a human, so it's powerful. The body is powerful.
Yeah, the body is powerful.
And I'm buying those patches, so. Okay, Rory, thank you for being
thank
here.
You.
And thank you to all the honeys for listening. And I just want to tell everybody that you deserve to be happy. Yeah, I'm talking to you. And don't forget to cream your neck and keep your fringe fresh. Miss Rory, two questions for you. Number one, have you ever had bangs? Number two, do you cream your neck?
I had bangs for most of my life, okay. and I do cream my neck.
Of course you do. If you didn't, it would be insane after this conversation we just had.
Yep.
Okay.